Welcome to What Did You See? The podcast that explores the fascinating world of unexplained phenomena and encounters. I'm your host, Tyler Douglas. In today's episode, we're going to be discussing one of the most controversial UFO sightings in history, the landing at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico in May 1971. This incident has been shrouded in mystery and controversy for many years, and we will be exploring the details of what happened, the full video footage that exists, and the government's failure to release it. So sit back, relax, and get ready to dive into the fascinating world of UFO sightings and encounters as we explore the landing at Holloman Air Force Base, plus a few other sightings and historical events in UFO history.
In May of 1971, Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico became the center of one of the most controversial UFO sightings in history. According to reports, three UFOs landed at the base, and one was said to have had alien entities walking out of the craft. Filmmaker James Fox recently revealed that the full video footage of the UFO landing exists, including the sighting of alien entities walking out of the craft. However, the government only released 8 seconds of the footage, which was included in a documentary. There is no official record of why the government refused to release the full footage. However, many believe that the Nixon administration did it to look strong in the science field for the upcoming 1972 re-election campaign. As a UFO researcher, John Smith believes that there's a high possibility that the incident was real. However, without the full video footage, we can't say for sure. The controversy surrounding the Holloman Air Force Base incident continues to intrigue UFO enthusiasts and researchers. The full video footage of the incident, including the sighting of alien entities, remains a highly sought-after piece of evidence to this day.
It was the late 70s when I saw the documentary, UFOs, It Has Begun, which was hosted by Rod Serling. I was a preteen and had just immersed myself into the topic of unidentified objects and watched the program when it aired on a local LA station. The story of an incident at a New Mexico Air Force base appeared in the last portion of the film, and I felt that it was too detailed in its presentation to be a what-if scenario, even at my young age. Serling was very detailed describing the particulars as we saw them unfold in the segment, showing what appeared to be stock footage of Holloman Air Force Base and animated illustrations, using them to tell the story. There was one odd film clip that didn't make sense to me compared to the other footage. It was of an object moving in from the foothills. I tried to shrug it off as an aircraft, too far away to see any detail. So why put it in the film? With this revelation, now I wonder. It's kind of chilling if you think about it.
Okay, the documentary film that they are referring to in that segment with the 8 seconds is UFOs, It Has Begun. And Rod Serling's dialogue tries to present the events depicted in that clip as, maybe it could have happened, or maybe it did, or maybe it will. I definitely thought it was an odd piece. Hopefully, in the near future, we can talk to someone about this story, and we can get some clarity. There is an article that was recently posted in STM Daily News which goes into detail about the incident and Mr. Fox acknowledging that the full footage does exist. The link is in the description.
Hey there. Are you looking for news that is informative, insightful, and inspiring? Look no further than STM Daily News, the news source you can use this moment. Our website, podcast, and newsletter cover all the news that you need to know in everyday life, minus all the hard news, doom and gloom, partisan politics, and sensationalism. With STM Daily News, you can be sure that you'll learn something new and useful by the time you're finished reading, watching, or hearing our articles and stories. So don't miss out. Check out STM Daily News today.
We're back.
Right now we are going to examine a few stories and articles about UFOs. Some were presented on STM Daily News and a few historical items as well. Speaking of the documentary film, UFOs, it has begun with Rod Serling. Well, in that film is another person that I didn't realize was a very important historical figure. He was one of the presenters and interviewers in the film, and his name was Robert Friend. He was one of the Tuskegee Airmen who went on to do some important work for NASA and the U.S. Defense Department.
Those of you who are into the subject of UFOs and its history must remember Lieutenant Colonel Robert Friend. He played a huge role in the U.S. Air Force's nearly 20-year Project Blue Book, the official government study of UFOs. Robert Jones Friend was born in Columbia, South Carolina on February 29, 1920. During World War II, Friend signed up after learning that the Army began a segregated program for black pilots in Tuskegee, Alabama. He soon completed training and was commissioned as an officer in the U.S. Army Air Corps and was assigned to the 332nd Fighter Group. Friend was in the military for 28 years, serving in Korea and Vietnam. He graduated from the Air Force Institute of Technology. Friend served as Assistant Deputy of Launch Vehicles, where he worked on important space launch systems such as the Titan, Atlas, and Delta rockets, and eventually the Space Shuttle. During his military service, Colonel Friend led Project Blue Book from 1958 to 1963. Friend said he believed in the possibility of extraterrestrial life in the universe. Blue Book was closed down in 1969, despite the roughly 700 UFO cases labeled as unidentified during the Air Force's investigation of more than 12,000 reports. The project's conclusion: UFOs posed no security threat to the nation, nor did they display any technological abilities beyond the range of present-day scientific knowledge. Lieutenant Colonel Friend died on June 21, 2019 in Long Beach, California at the age of 99. At the time, he was one of 12 remaining Tuskegee Airmen.
I do remember seeing Robert Friend on a few other documentary shows like In Search Of with Leonard Nimoy. He was in the episode about UFO crashes, giving his expert opinion coming from an angle of a person with a strong background in aerospace and aviation, which he was well qualified. He was also on a show I remember called UFO Cover Up Live. It was hosted by Mike Farrell from the 70s show MASH. Friend talked about UFOs and gave input and his opinion on Project Blue Book, which he was a part of. He continued to make appearances on UFO documentaries and TV shows throughout the years. Friend passed away in 2019 at the age of 99. In September of 2022, the city of Irvine, California, the town Friend moved to in 1972, honored him by changing the name of the local post office location to Lieutenant Colonel Robert J. Friend, thus being embraced by this community in which he called home 50 years prior. Now we are going to talk about an incident that happened shortly after World War II in the skies above Kentucky.
On January 7, 1948, there were multiple reports of a large, circular object in the sky over Kentucky, United States. Witnesses described the object as having a red border and remaining stationary for over an hour. Four F-51D Mustangs were sent to investigate, but only three continued the pursuit. Captain Thomas F. Mantell was one of the pilots who went in pursuit of the object and climbed higher and higher, ignoring suggestions to level his altitude. His plane eventually crashed, killing him instantly. There were rumors circulating about the crash, but later investigations by the Air Force refuted many of these claims. The Mantell incident remains a significant event in the history of UFO sightings in the United States.
After the death of Captain Mantell, there were rumors and speculation about the cause of the crash. Later, the United States Air Force's Project Blue Book suggested that Mantell may have died chasing a top-secret Skyhook balloon, which he would not have known about. However, historian David M. Jacobs argues that the Mantell case marked a significant shift in public and governmental perceptions of UFOs. The fact that a person had died in an encounter with a flying saucer dramatically increased public concern about the phenomenon and led to the prospect that UFOs might be potentially hostile. We would like to thank you for joining us today. Even though there will be many episodes dedicated to the UFO phenomenon, we will cover other aspects of the paranormal and the unexplained. You have to admit, UFOs or UAPs have been in the news a lot recently, so we have much to cover. Join us on our next show when we will have both writer-director Rod Washington and Mike Sleva from Sleeve's Senior Pickleball Report. They will have a deep conversation about the UFO phenomena. We will also have more stories from an historical sense, and we'll also talk about current reports. Our show, What Did You See?, is a part of STM Daily News and a production of TNC Network LLC. STM Daily News is news you can use. All links to the stories, reports, and articles are in the description. Thanks for joining us, and we will talk to you next time right here on What Did You See?